Nigerian citizens are up in arms. Justice comes for India's school kids, and it's open season for religious freedom in Kazakhstan. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Nigerian civilians are joining the fight against Boko Haram. Vigilantes began taking to the streets in early June. At the same time, cracks are showing in the Boko Haram as leaders disagree. Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nettleton.
There are those who say, yes, let's make a deal with the government. Let's sign a ceasefire agreement. There are those who say, no, we'll fight to the death.
Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan is appealing to both sides. One of his committees is trying to arrange peace talks with the Boko Haram. At the same time, he's declaring a state of emergency in three states and is sending in more troops.
He seems to be kind of trying both approaches and seeing which one is going to produce the best result.
Over 2,000 people have died since Boko Haram began its campaign of terror. Voice of the Martyrs is helping survivors of Boko Haram attacks to send their children to school in a safe place. There's a way you can help at our website. Keep praying for Nigeria. Next, have you heard about those 23 kids in India who were poisoned 2 weeks ago? Well, their principal was just arrested Wednesday. The kids' food had toxic levels of pesticide. The principal bought the food ingredients and may face murder charges. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India runs after-school children's Bible clubs in India. Dave Stravers with Mission India says the situation reflects on India's public school system.
In Bihar, only about one-third of the girls and one-half of all the boys attend school at all. And those who do go to school will often come to school and find the teachers haven't shown up. Supplies, uniforms, things have been stolen.
This could have ripple effects on education in poor districts.
It gives ammunition to people who are saying, what's the use of sending our children to school? We're just going to do manual labor our whole lives anyway, and there's really no hope for the future. So what we do is provide hope. And just the power of Jesus.
Mission India's Bible clubs give free tutoring and, most importantly, share Christ. Pray for the ministry. This is Mission Network News. Officials in Kazakhstan are trying to stamp out Christianity in that nation. A ministry supported by Christian Aid Mission, Your Link to Indigenous Mission, says nine elderly believers are coming against outrageous charges and fines. They're falsely accused of illegal religious activity and drug sales and face nearly $5,000 in fines. Protestants in Kazakhstan are viewed as a threat to the government. Pray for a change in heart and attitude. Find more ways to help at our website. Meanwhile, two bikers tackled a daunting challenge for a cause. Mason Gravely and Paul Austin entered a cross-continent race from Canada to New Mexico. With this race, they raised funds for a translation project in Southeast Asia with Wycliffe Bible Translators. They rode for 25 days and crossed the finish line 2 weeks ago. But Mason isn't done. He's now biking a 7,000-mile loop and continuing to fundraise. You can join Mason and Paul by supporting Wycliffe at our website. And it doesn't take a huge facility to send thousands of Bibles to China every year. Bibles for China doesn't have a building at all. President of Bibles for China, Wendell Rovenstein, describes the backbone of the ministry.
Bibles for China, we have basically asked the Lord to give us the ability and the knowledge and the relationships through social media to be able to let people enter our ministry, become involved with what we do, sitting in their living room.
Bibles for China has over 81,000 friends on Facebook, which is allowing them to develop relationships in a unique way.
Many of the people within our country and the world spend more time on the internet, so we are really working hard to make Bibles for China a website community that people can go there and say, hey, I belong here.
It's working. Last year, they handed out more than 100,000 Bibles. $5 a Bible is all it costs. Follow the link at our website to help. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know you're concerned about reaching Muslims for Christ. With your best gift, MNN is making available the 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide to help you learn and pray for Muslims. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.